If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to a mini box set pod. That is because we realised, having just done an episode, that we haven't mentioned that The Walking Dead is back. And of course, you already know that. For the last couple of half series, we've talked episode by episode on it. We're not going to do that again this time, but we are going to touch base with it because obviously it's quite an important series in that. Andrew Lincoln is leaving. So at the moment, Jamie hasn't watched any of the latest series. Matthew has watched one, and I'm up to date with the first couple. Matthew, what did you think generally on the first one then?
I think that it's continuing in the spirit that it has always been in, and which is what's made it one of my favourite shows, in that it's now going to look at another aspect of this ongoing idea. This is going to be the start of the rebuild and the problems that come with that and the brutality of it. And the difficulty of existing in a world where we've lived in one way for such a long time, and then had everything stripped away. I think it'll be a fascinating series. I think it's a shame that Andrew Lincoln's exit is so kind of, it's the be all and end all of what this series is going to be about now.
I think it's, I wonder whether there's a part of him that once he saw what the new showrunner was doing, and I forget her name, but the way that she was taking it into a sort of new Western, and it kind of whether he slightly regrets it, because I mean, it's kind of understandable based on the last series. You can understand why he was exhausted and went, sod this. Carl's gone. That's it. Everyone talks about his whole family going, but Judith is still alive, for God's sake. Come on, Andy.
I know. It's
they even said it in one of the episodes, I think. His family's gone. I'm like, no. Although probably Shane's, but were you pleasantly surprised before you started this series? Were you kind of fastening your helmet on to go, oh my God, here we go, wait for the slow-mo shots of everyone's faces? And
not really. No, I've always had a lot of faith in the show. I mean, I do think it got a bit weird towards the end of last series, finished very abruptly, having taken so long to get to where it got to. So there were problems, but ultimately, I think the standard has been maintained quite, you know, very high.
Yeah.
It does something that I don't think any other show does, in the sense that it is that the truest long form TV show.
It's also of a quality that I started watching The Purge. Have you seen any of The Purge TV series?
No.
On Netflix. We started watching that, and it was like, okay.
No, it's Amazon.
Amazon, sorry, this is their attempt at a kind of Walking Dead type series, and it's like fine, and it's fine, but I laugh at the dialogue often, and it reminded me again of how good Walking Dead is as its sort of counterpart, and even at its worst moment, it's trying to do things, it does it so much better. But
especially with the tone it sets, like the kind of stoicism that runs through it, it would be very easy for it to get very dull very quickly, and it hasn't done that.
But I was surprised, based purely on the mafiosa ending of the last series, I thought, oh God, if it carries on like that, I won't be happy. I was quite surprised with how refreshing it feels. It does feel like a genuinely new beginning, as they wanted.
They definitely sort of backed away from that a little bit, didn't they? Like that was bizarre. That little bit, the kind of witch's coven.
Yeah, well, you just have to ask. Like, when do you think they knew Andrew Lincoln was leaving? Because for one, they must have known during last series. Otherwise, they could not have written more of an arc in that last episode. For it was. I even said after when we did the podcast, you know. They literally walked off into the sunset. It was the end of something, and it seemed to wrap up. Rick, I think I actually said if Andy Lincoln leaves after this, I wouldn't be surprised. because that was the only reason why they would have put that awful scene in as well. But I do wonder, because of how ham-fisted it was, whether they found out quite late and that got like... It was almost like they went back and shot it like 5 minutes before it was released or something.
Right, yeah.
Which those two theories are at odds, I suppose. But
I just think maybe Scott Gimble was losing his marbles at some point during that. Because the second half of last series just seemed very different than the first. And everything kind of went to shit, but there was a lot of problems. Like the whole death of...
Carl,
and then the way Gabriel got blinded, and just the way that was handled, and then some of the stuff with Eugene, it was just all a bit muddled. Yeah. I think
I wouldn't be surprised at all if it was, you know, because the scripts will be handed to them not that far in advance. So Andy Lincoln will have found out Carl was going probably at the beginning of last series, or maybe even halfway through the first half of the series. And I imagine he announced pretty quickly after that, look, that you should know I'm not going to be in it for this now. Cause it's,
yeah, maybe. You know,
which would explain some last-minute DIY from Scott Gimble.
Yeah, but I thought... It did feel like a bit of a fresh start. Obviously, it's the beginning of a new series, and the storyline very much finished an arc at the end of the last one.
Yeah.
And it felt a bit clearer and a bit more kind of well-drawn. It was nice to see everyone back, and kind of they established very quickly how things are working now.
Yeah.
And then there was, you know, that decisive finish, which I think is going to set the tone for the rest of the series as well, with Maggie stepping up. And
yeah, two questions to end on. One, what do you think of Gregory?
I think it was about time.
And two, what did you think? Did you notice that Rick was using Lucille the bat?
No, he wasn't.
He was. He was carrying around Lucille at one point.
No, it looked like it. I thought it was as well, but it wasn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Ooh, I might have to check that. I hope not, because I think that was a seriously weird own goal to carry around the bat that killed your mates.
No. Yeah. There was a moment where he hit someone while he was on a horse, didn't he?
Yes, yeah.
And I thought, good grief, that's not... Oh, no, it's not. No.
Right.
It's not.
I'll just Google it. Was Rick carrying Lucille?
Great radio.
The Walking Dead executive producer. Yes, he was.
No.
The Walking Dead executive producer explains why Negan has Rick hold Lucille. Oh, okay. Oh,
that's
no, that's
part,
really,
that,
okay.
Yeah.
Maybe not then. All right. Well, that's answered that. Thanks very much, and see you for Maniac next week, and we'll touch on The Walking Dead again when Jamie's caught up.
Cool.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.